The word today is heroes. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. The Bible is full of examples of men and women who had great faith. We can learn from them and their experiences. Writing to the Hebrews, meaning the Jews, the author uses these examples to encourage us to live our lives for the glory of God. Here from our archives to review the lives of some of these people is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Heroes.
Last week we talked about the difference between people that say you need good works in order to be saved, and they mean by that you're helping God to save yourself, which is a false teaching, and the fact that Scripture in the second chapter of James talks about faith needing to be alive and real, and it needs to be demonstrated by what you say and do and how you act. We're going to continue that thought again by looking at the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Now, you could give that all kinds of titles. One of the titles I like is to call it the Heroes chapter, the Heroes of Faith. And we're going to talk about that a little bit today because there are all kinds of heroes listed here. These are people who didn't just talk about faith and didn't just rattle off statements of what they believed, but they lived it. They practiced it. It was a real faith, a genuine faith. Now, for instance, in the 11th chapter, and all these references are in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. By the way, I hope you know and realize that that's in the New Testament. It sounds kind of Old Testament-ish, doesn't it? Yeah. But it's the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, written to the Jews. Now, in verse 5 of chapter 11, it talks about Enoch. It talks about Enoch who was taken from this life here on earth so that he did not experience death. He was caught up into heaven so that he could not be found here on earth anymore because God had taken him away. Now, it talks about Enoch. He was a hero of faith who pleased God because his faith moved him to be very obedient. He walked with God. I like that. By the way, that's a reference to Enoch in the early Old Testament, Genesis, the 5th chapter, verse 22, simply says, Enoch walked with God. Isn't that beautiful? I mean, wouldn't that be a marvelous thing for your tombstone if your name is John or Joe or Mary or Martha or whatever it might be? If on your tombstone, your relatives would simply say, this person, Mary, Martha, Jane, whatever your name is, walked with God. Boy, that would be so beautiful to be able to say, we could see by the way they acted and what they did that they loved God. Take a look at Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verse 7. It talks about Noah. Well, you know the story of Noah. You remember how he didn't care what people thought. He was willing to build this ark to save his family and himself. And even though the people laughed at him and mocked at him and thought what a crazy nut he must be, yet he knew he had faith and he believed that God was going to send a flood. And he believed that God wanted him to save his family. So he was a hero of faith. He was different than the average person in the crowd. And that's what makes him a hero of faith. You know, I like to just go through this whole chapter here. Take a look at verses 8 to 12. There are four verses there. And then it picks it up again in the 17th, 18th, and 19th verse of chapter 11. Because he talks about Abraham. Now, Abraham was called to go out and serve the Lord. You remember how he obeyed and he went, even though he didn't know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land. Like a stranger, he was going to a foreign country. He lived in tents. You remember He had a really demanding life, but he was looking forward to a city with foundations. An architect that he knew God was the builder, and he was going to follow. By faith, Abraham, though he was past the age of having children, he and Sarah gave birth to a child. You remember, he trusted the Lord. He believed that God was going to keep his promises. Now, that whole section there is a beautiful section there. I'm going to skip on to someone else here. Remember how God blessed Jacob and Esau. Verse 20 of chapter 11, verse 20. And blessed them in regards to the future. In verse 21, Jacob is discussed. When he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. It's talking about there in verse 21. And it always comes back to faith. 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 Verse 22, by faith, Joseph, when his end was near, almost ready to die, you remember how God used him and the instructions that he gave to him for the people of Israel. Look at verse 23 to 29. By faith, Moses, and it discusses the faith of Moses. You know, you can just go through this entire chapter this way, looking at these heroes of faith and how God used them. In verse 30, it talks about something that we all are familiar with. You remember when Joshua was leading the army and they marched around Jericho and the walls of Jericho fell. One of the exciting things for me as I visit in the Holy Land, I've been there many, numerous times, and I've led many, many people through this tour in the Holy Land. I love going to Jericho, where you can stand, you can actually look at the ancient walls of Jericho. And by the way, just like the scripture says, those walls were collapsed. They fell apart. They fell over. You can still see that there today. It's fantastic to see how God keeps his word. And I just want to urge you to become a hero of God. Now, God used ordinary people. He didn't say, I need to have you be perfect, and I need to have you do this and that, and you have to follow this ritual, and you have to do this and this. He wants us to simply commit our lives to him, put our lives in his hands, and walk with him day by day. I like the analogy of saying, every morning when you get up, oh God, whatever faces me today, whatever problem, whatever need, whatever tragedy or difficulty I face, I know I can get through it because you are with me. And together, you taking charge and my holding on to you, we will get through this. I just love that. Faith is a gift of God. Don't think you're so great because you thought about it so much and you made so many decisions and so on. No. Faith is a gift of God, the Holy Spirit, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit works as we hear about Jesus and as we hear about God's love for us, and he develops faith in us. I believe that's true already in infant baptism, and I firmly believe in infant baptism. I believe that we are a little child of God, that God plants faith in our heart, and we grow and we mature. As we get older through our teenage years, we start to read the Bible and we learn what God tells us. And as we grow through our life, if we are committed to the Lord, we're worshiping him, we're receiving the Lord's Supper as he told us to, and we talk about the different things in the Bible with Bible classes and with our own private reading, and it keeps reminding us that he is the one that has called us into our faith. We are his. We belong to him. Now, to stay alive in our faith, we have to grow. That's true of every plant. That's true of every animal. Anything that is alive, in order to stay alive, has to keep growing. That's true of weeds, that's true of flowers, that's true of trees, it's true of animals, it's true of elephants, it's true of ants. In order to stay alive, you have to grow. If you stop growing, if you're looking at a little baby and somehow that little baby stops growing, we say it's dead. It can't live unless it grows. And so is our faith a living thing. In order for your faith to grow, you have to be nourished spiritually. Now, God doesn't just make the rules. He also gives us the means by which we grow. That's His Word and Sacrament. That's how we grow. That's how we become more mature. That's how we get closer to God. Now, prayer is wonderful too, but that's not the means of growth. We come to God to express our needs, to express our concerns, to ask our forgiveness. But then God wants us to respond by reading His Word. You know, you can't have this one-way conversation where all you do is talk to God and you never hear back. You never hear what He says. You never learn what He wants you to know. It's supposed to be two ways. God talking to you in His Word, telling you His will, and we responding by following Him, obeying Him, and serving Him. So prayer is our response to God. It's a beautiful gift to be able to discuss with God anything that's on our mind and heart. But then, obviously, we need to hear from God, and He has given us His Word. I am kind of worried about the fact that a lot of Christians don't get into God's Word enough. If you're shut in at home, obviously, it's probably a little problem to get to Bible class or to get to church. But I'll bet if you talk to a few people that come to your home and start a Bible class in your home and start talking and praying together in a prayer circle there, you really need the fellowship of other Christians. And that's the way the Holy Spirit, He wants us to meet together. He wants us to grow, and that's the way we mature. So I hope you will start a Bible class or make some arrangements. Even if you're in a wheelchair, we have people that come to Bible class in wheelchairs. Somebody picks them up, hauls them to church. They can help them get into the building. Most buildings now are able to take people in wheelchairs. So I hope you'll make an effort to grow, and become more mature in your faith. Your faith will stay alive if it's growing, and that's the important point. God bless you. I hope you will become a hero of faith.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.